Welcome to Puck Off. Guys, come on. We got a lot to talk about today. And Joe Bartnick, we'll get into the whole thing with the Penguins.
We have a lot to talk about. We have two great guests. But first,
there's big, stuff coming out of your ears.
First, a tap of the stick and a round of applause. Frazier Smith is back on KLOS.
Oh, nice, thanks, buddy.
Are you kidding me? That's the hat trick right there. Wow. Boom.
When does this start, Frazier?
Memorial Day weekend.
Okay, yeah, great.
Start your engines.
Now you by yourself? Or you got a partner? Or what?
Well, it's me. It's just me.
Yeah, they just went ahead.
What time slot?
Well, it's 4 till 8 on Sunday night.
May 25th, nice. Right?
Starting on Sunday nights.
May 25th.
25th, yeah.
So you know what I say.
Every Sunday?
Every Sunday, yeah.
So you know what I say? Yeah. More AC/DC.
Okay, man. But you got your request in early, Joe.
Yeah, it's a long way to the top. If you want to rock and roll. There you go. So let's look at our guest, the great John Campanaro.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't get better than
well,
that.
Well, hi, everybody, and a pleasant good day to you wherever you may be.
You got to work on your Eddie O. Can you do it? Can you do Eddie O?
Eddie O? No.
Oh.
Never tried.
How about Bob Smith?
That's a good one. And Jared Caldwell's here.
Yeah, Jared, wearing his purple.
Yeah, it's the old school, the royal blue.
That's the Manchester Kings.
I love this. One of the greatest comics of all time, and then a struggling comedy writer. Woo!
Yeah, well, both you guys are hockey fans, so that's what we are excited about. And you got the old school Kings purple.
Yeah, the royal blue, right? Is that what they call? I think they call it the royal blue.
I was having a discussion whether it's actually foreign blue and gold, or was that just the Lakers colors? Because it was Jack Kent Cook, you know, who started.
That kind of was like the old Lakers, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I like the Lakers now, even.
I think they gave the two teams the same color scheme at the same time, but I'm not sure.
Wow.
I think how's Brown doing this year? I remember he hadn't had a point, like, for the longest time.
Yeah, he was a little silent there for a while.
Yeah.
His hits were down, and some people were speculating he was injured or something, but he seems to disappear. And I hate it because I love the guy. And he looked – a lot of guys looked really good at the Olympics. And then, you know, like St. Louis or Rick Nash, they looked great at the Olympics. Brown looked great at the Olympics. But
Rick Nash, he doesn't even look good in the yearbook. I'm so sick of someone pretending that Rick Nash can actually play hockey. He scored 50 goals in Columbus. Wait, remember Columbus, Frazier? They almost have a hockey team.
Almost.
I'm so sick of Rick. Fuck Rick Nash. I never even say the F word too much on this
Hot
show.
Hot sports talk.
But he doesn't like Rick Nash. Rick, get out of here. Rick Nash. No, but the Kings, though, you know, they were, you know, Gibson is a grade A goaltender.
Hey, Gibson's something else.
They better not think they're going to score without trying hard because, I mean, they're going to have to get bodies to the net like they, like, you know, they're, it's going to be dirty.
Gibson's big.
It's going to be dirty goals. It's not going to be, yeah, it's not going to be fluky goals against Gibson.
I was there on Thursday, and they were just soft in the zone. They were not crashing the net or anything.
You know, it's funny that their season turned around right after the Olympics. They kind of turned it on, didn't they?
Well, they had a big streak, and then they had a big streak going the other way, and then after the Olympics, they turned it on again.
Yeah, after the Olympics, they like, wow, they just like somebody lit a fire under.
But this kid Gibson's out of Norfolk, and they brought him up for this.
He's from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I saw that, man. Well, you guys missed him.
So is Saad on the
Hawks. Yeah, you know who's not from Pittsburgh? Yeah, exactly. And Ryan Malone with his eight
so
ball.
So what's up? The Penguins can't get their own
farm-grown.
That's a whole other story.
But we'll talk Kings Ducks now because I have enough venom for the Penguins.
Well, I know we're saving you on that one.
Yeah.
But the Kings Ducks, real battle there, 2-2. And this kid came out of nowhere and played great goalie. I mean, he just stoned him. And he's a big dude. He's like 6'3", you know, 230 or something, and he fills up that
Pittsburgh
net.
Why were they sitting
the other guy?
Was a lot of paninis.
Not up to par.
Anderson got injured on Thursday night.
He got hurt.
And then they just haven't had confidence in Hiller.
Wow.
You know, and Hiller was pissed. He said he found out he wasn't starting when he walked into the dressing room and saw the list. You know how it is in high school football when you're trying to make the team and you go, wait a minute, I'm not on there. That's what happened.
Yeah, they had a big article, too, on the Hawks about the guys that they were, you know, clean scratches, you know, healthy scratches and how it affects them. Some guys, it lights a fire under their ass and they start to focus again and really play harder. And some guys – you know,
it crushes
they implode. Yeah, they implode because they're like it affects them a different way. You know, so the whole article is based on because the Hawks have a lot of good players. You know,
yeah,
and it's not always based. And the article was just trying to say that it's not personal. You know, It's like The Godfather. Please don't take it personal.
It is personal. It's strictly business. It is personal in some matters, though.
Yeah, but it is business because you have certain matchups. Every team you play is a different, you know, you have different matchups. And
if you were scratched at the improv, wouldn't you be pissed? I mean, you never would be, but wouldn't you come in and go, hey, what the hell?
Well, what's the matchup? what's the matchup? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we got those Cubs kids in on the summer tour.
And yeah, Rodney.
No, I mean, as a player, you can't help but take it personal.
Well, Joel Quenneville isn't going to scratch Patrick Kane.
No, he's not scratched like Barbecue
Bruce Boudreaux scratched Timu Solani last week.
That's retarded.
Right.
That's, especially if how he's been playing.
Well, that's Barbecue Bruce. That's why I never thought he'd play Gibson, because I thought that's too shrewd of a move for Barbecue Bruce.
He doesn't like Bruce.
But John's right. But you're a goalie, so it's a constant insult. Your life is always open to insults. It's like show business. You're going to get pulled even if you're, you know, Jonathan Quick. It's part of the
game. But see, Hiller had these confidence issues. Right. Because he had a great year, and then all of a sudden towards the end he started getting the yips.
Yeah, but that was Barbecue. I mean, Barbecue Bruce, he might – it's like he stepped in crap. He got lucky because Gibson's probably the best of all the goaltenders that the Ducks have. It's still his fault to start a goalie controversy like the week before the playoffs. That makes no – I mean, of anything to do, that's what you don't want to do.
That helped doing the Sharks in the last series. They created a goalie controversy.
It's like starting a quarterback controversy right before the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah. Football, you know.
Yeah. It makes no sense.
You know what irks me about Crawford? Is he makes some of these phenomenal saves. You're like, holy cow. And then he lets those crazy, silly ones get
by. Well,
that drives me nuts. Yeah. You know, one that a guy shoots from the wing far off, and, you know, anybody would just catch it with their – it tips off
his glove and goes in,
and you're like, no, of all the goals to let in.
You know? And he stands on his head the rest of the
time. And then he'll make these unbelievable saves.
I thought of all the goals. I do want to make one more point about the Ducks series, but I thought Crawford Game 3 let in too many soft goals. I thought that game was on him. I thought every goal he let in Game 3 was soft.
I think he knew it, too.
Yeah,
he's
a great goaltender. Everyone's allowed to have a bad game, and that was his.
Yeah, he even said so.
You know,
even the Blues series after they lost one game, he said that one's on me. He goes, I can't let those goals go. That's on me. And they came back after that and took control of
the. But the Ducks, when we were here last time, the Kings were up 2-0, and I was like, well, you know what though, the dynamic duo Batman and Robin haven't woken up yet. And now Getzlaff and Perry woke up.
Yeah, they woke up.
And that's – the Kings have to worry about that, you know, because they're going to – I mean, they're not stopping them.
Well, and what happened to the Kings scoring?
It's kind of dried up right now.
Oh, and where's Gavrik? He started off great in this series.
But they're not coming into the zone strong. Like, I was sitting – had a good view of the ice, and they would just kind of ring it around. It's almost like teams play against the Kings, right? You know, the Ducks are playing the kind of defense that they play, pushing everything to the side. I know that's basic hockey. But it was very odd to watch. But the Kings are like that. They'll just disappear and not do basic things.
Well, you got to rush the net.
Where did they get the offense after the All-Star break? I mean, the Olympics. All of a sudden, things picked up for them.
Really hurt.
Who started to step up for them?
Gavrik was a nice piece to fit in there because, you know, he's the guy, he's the third pass on a, you know, on a play or something that they needed. And so I think that really helped. But the Kings always piecemeal together their offense.
Yeah, but they got some scores there.
They got Carter. They got Carter. They got
where's Carter? Where's
Kopitar?
Richards?
Oh, Kopitar's having a great year.
They got some great. I mean, Dustin Brown usually trips in. They got probably other than Subban. We'll talk about him later too. Their defense.
That's what they
Doty's absolutely one of the best offensive defensemen. Maybe next to and maybe game in game out 5-on-5. He's better than Subban. Subban's a power play wizard. Yeah. But I mean,
don't forget about Duncan Keith. Duncan Keith.
I'm talking about we do the whole league, John. I do it. I blow the Blackhawks enough. I have to talk about somebody else.
We'll get to that.
We're here for hot stock.
But you know, I think the Kings have to have their scores start picking it up. Those guys have disappeared the last couple of games.
No, they got to take the body. They have to bring it to. They have to just start laying the wood. All game on everybody imposing their will. Do you want to advance or do you want to let Barbecue Bruce live another day?
Well,
you know, that's what it comes down to.
Hey, all things being equal, who do you think is the better team right now? Now that they're 2-2, who do you think
the
is
Kings the better team?
Yeah,
I think Kings, but they're not playing like it. You know, you have to not only that, you have to rush the net. Yeah. You got to get your guys in front of the net to disrupt that goalie because that goalie's on right now. That Gibson kid.
Yeah, especially his first game in the league. I mean, maybe it'd be his fifth game overall in the whole league. You got to go at it. That's why you have guys like Brown and all those. All those
disturbers. Yeah, they're chippy guys. Like, have to go in there and be chippy.
You know, they had a what's Mike Richards doing if he's not sticking the goaltender?
You think like, they might have had a letdown after they had to come back from that first series?
I think game three, the Ducks, they were pinned. They're too close matched up-wise not to think that game three, balls to the wall, that the Ducks weren't going to come out and win that game.
Right.
I mean, I think that's just being naive and a homer. For the Kings, but then Game Four, you can't let them do it twice,
right?
know what I mean? If you're in a transition to the Blackhawks situation, you know, I think it's naive to think, oh, well, they're going to go down there, get a couple bonus calls. Crawford has a leaky goal here and there, and then boom, they win that game. It's the fourth game where you're like, what's going on?
Well, right. I played goalie when I was in 80 years
ago. In the original six.
Yeah, and I had the I didn't think they needed to put sieve on the back of my jersey. that was right. But I know the one thing that would get you is when guys would keep being chippy in front of the net. Then you try to retaliate, then you lose your concentration. And that's kind of what they got to do with this guy.
Right.
But that means commitment. You got to go in front of the net and get banged around yourself.
Well, that's why he quick punched guys in the nuts. Who did he punch? Perry in the nuts, yes.
Yeah. They get pissed,
And that's the thing, too. I mean,
That. That was funny.
doing it against the Ducks is not – I mean, they got – Beauchemin's out there, and they have one other, kind of goony – Beauchemin's not even a goon, but, that'll mix it up. And they have one other I can see his face now, but I can't see him. Tougher guy. But other than that,
Maroon.
No, well, Maroon's a forward. Yeah. I'm talking about just in the crease. I mean, I'll look him up in a second. But, I mean, if you're afraid of getting rubbed out by Ben Lovejoy, against Chicago. Now, Chicago, we'll get to that series. They have, Keith and Seabrook, and even Adulia will hit you pretty good. Definitely Brookbank. And there's more guys that, you might not want to stay in the crease for more than a second with. But the Ducks, you should be able to get in there.
Yeah. I would think. And a guy like Gabrick, that's why they got him. He's the kind of guy that just makes his living in the crease.
He's a speed guy. I mean,
that's what Shaw's like for us, and he's been out for the whole series.
Yeah, that's true.
He makes it in the crease right there, just getting chipped you.
Yeah.
I mean, look at what's his face last night? Got another goal. He hadn't done shit all year. All of a sudden, he's got like 10 points in the playoffs
for Minnesota.
No, Bickle.
Oh, Bickle.
Oh, Bickle. Yeah. What about Bickle?
He had 9 points all year. He's got 9 points in the playoffs.
I know. That's unbelievable. He got 12 goals.
Same thing happened
all year.
Last year's.
That's my new sitcom.
They signed him into a huge contract because of the great playoff he had. Then he disappears during the year.
I know. He does nothing.
Now if the playoffs are here again, he's got 9 points.
Well, I know. He's awesome too. He's got a hell of a shot.
They laid off the gas a little bit though. They laid off the gas, and then and then Cook came. How about Cook being the catalyst that comes back in Game Three? Everyone who listens knows how much I hate Cook.
You hate Cook?
Yeah. Well, he should be gone. He ruined Colorado's season and maybe a kid's career.
Right.
For seven games, but that's for just a mere seven games.
Now,
so
did they take anybody out after him? Did Colorado retaliate? Take anybody?
No, he was
out?
Off. No, he was done. He was.
I know, but did they take anybody out on?
No, they didn't. But they better get him next year.
On Minnesota,
they better.
See, that wouldn't have happened in the original six era.
No, they would have.
Somebody would have paid.
They would have got him in the park. Yeah, someone would have paid.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because I know Seabrook. That's why he took. That's why he went after, and then the Blues.
Seabrook took
the one guy out because they messed up. They went after Taves.
Right.
And he ended up getting suspended 2 games because of it.
That's right. Seabrook got the suspension. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here was the beauty, though. Game five, your captain steps up, boom, 2-1, you win.
Yeah.
You know, Taze is a winner.
Yeah.
Period.
I know.
You know, I mean,
he is awesome.
I've had that argument with people. I'd say if I wanted to start a team in the NHL, I'd start it with that guy.
Oh, he's the MVP to me. That guy.
Everything
is,
well.
Yeah.
He does. And he's a leader.
He is a leader.
That's the scariest guy with the puck. I mean, I think other than a lot of guys like Crosby. And he's the scariest guy, those two guys on the Hawks.
Well, he's also the most you can count on him when the chips are down.
Yeah, there's 20 guys naturally better than Taves. But who do you want with 5 minutes left in the game hopping over the boards?
You want Taves.
Yeah. That's what it – or even to play defense or win a face-off. Yeah. Or clear the puck.
His little win reminds me of like a Jordan or something. In the last 10 minutes of a game, if they're down by one, if you just focus in on that guy.
No, he wants the puck.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He's
a leader.
He really is.
Crosby's like that, too, in the regular season.
And what happened to – well, we'll talk about
what's
that.
What's going on? What's
against
going
Tampa
on?
Bay, he has a – let's go.
We're listening to Pittsburgh radio. They're just trashing him.
Oh, they should be. Well, let's do one more because they have an hour's worth of tirade on the Penguins.
All right, we're going to get on that. But one thing I want to say about the Wild, I don't know anybody in the Wild except Zach, basically. But they're playing pretty good against you guys.
Nobody took them lightly.
No, I know. I knew they were going to be good.
You know, when I said, man, I'm glad Colorado's not in the picture, they had our number all year. Then it says, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Because now you got Minnesota. And Minnesota, right after they won that first game, I'm like, oh, you know, this is going to go seven because even though we won the first two games, we didn't win them like convincingly. We won them in the last minute of the game. It got out of hand because
even that 4-1 game was close all the way.
It was close all the way. Yeah. All the way. Both games were close.
And the Wild can skate. They're fast.
They are fast. And they've outshot us. They've outshot us the series, which
have they? Wow.
Not a lot of teams outshoot Chicago because of their offense, but they've outshot us and they play good defense. This goalie's playing lights out.
So that's why you're glad you have home ice.
Yeah. Rizgalov lights out.
I don't know how much that means in hockey. Left. You think it means a lot in hockey? Well, I think it means more in basketball than it does in hockey for some reason.
What?
Home court.
Statistically, yeah. Statistically, it's the lowest in hockey of anything.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is, right? Because I see
it helps on draws. But
no, it does because of the advantage.
But, you know, in general, it's like, you know, there's more – it's worse when you're the home team and the other team gets up by one. And in the game seven, it's like a death in the family.
I know.
You know,
you feel it through the whole.
You're better off being on the road in the game seven.
Well, you pointed out about the Kings when they won the cup a couple years ago. They won every game on the road.
Yeah, I think there's something to it. When you're on the road, you don't have to worry about people haunting you for tickets.
Yeah.
You know, your brothers are calling you, your cousins are calling you, hey, get me seats here. And you're, you know, who wants
your
to be?
Your kids aren't bothering you.
Yeah. Yeah, you're on the road. You're in a hotel room with your buddy, you know, playing video games or whatever. You don't have to worry about anything. Yeah.
But it's like hockey is the greatest game for having a chip on your shoulder. That's the game where having a chip on your shoulder is good. And being on the road, you already have a little thing to overcome.
Well, they say teams come together in hockey when they do that long road trip, that first long road trip.
Right, a couple of seasons.
You can tell after that road trip if this team's going to be any good. They either unite and have a run after that first long road trip, or they don't.
But I still think you'd be happy having them come back to Chicago if it goes seven.
Who is?
Oh
yeah,
I don't think it's going. I don't think it's going seven.
They haven't won in Minnesota.
Yeah, but you know what? But like you know, like Sharp and Hossa and Kane. You know, the next wave of Blackhawks hasn't been like F this. You know, and that's what's coming next. There's only so much Mike Yo in the system and the bull crap of the Minnesota Wild.
They're not going to want it to come back.
Kane and Taves. And I mean, it's practically an all-star game. I mean, really. I mean,
you have a loaded team.
At some point, the cream rises to the top. It's just like the Pens in Columbus.
They have a loaded team. And I'm still pissed off that they're missing Shaw.
Yeah, Shaw would help.
He's a gnat, man. Yeah. He's a gnat.
He's a big guy in front of the net.
He stands in front of the net, and they beat the crap out of him. He just keeps taking and going back.
You need a guy like that.
For going back for more.
Yeah, you need a guy like that.
He's like a sadist. He just keeps coming back for more.
But I wouldn't, worrying about Shaw coming back, though, that's just for Boston. That shouldn't be
You never knock me down, Ray.
You don't need him to beat. If you're worried about him to beat Minnesota, you got bigger issues.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got bigger.
Well, what do you think is going to happen in that Boston series? That's a tight series, too.
Well, your guy's coming through, though. I Carey Price is playing good.
Yeah, he is.
He's playing good. But Boston stuff, I love the Bruins. I just love that series.
You think they're better this year than they were last year?
I didn't until like 3 days ago, And that was one of my little talking points, was their third line.
The third line's coming on.
They brought up Frazier, and now he's with Soderberg and what's the other guy's name?
Erickson.
Erickson, and boom. Because, I mean, now they have a legitimate third line. Because before Boston's, this year I thought their first two lines are even better with Iginla, but their bottom two are weaker. And then the defense, they're missing Ferentz. He's in Edmonton. I was on NBC. And Soderberg got hurt. So I just think their top end Boston is just as good, if not better.
I think they're better than they were last year, which scares me. Because I think they would be after they got rid of that one of their stars last year. They traded him.
Yeah, well, Sagan's in Dallas.
Sagan.
Playing for the great Lindy Ruff.
And when they got rid of him, I said, man, why would they get rid of that guy?
No, but they're still.
And yet they're better.
They do seem better. You know, I think it's Frazier. And when they send him back down, it'll be down goes Frazier. Sorry,
I don't think they're better, but I don't think you're going to find out until. Well, I think Montreal's given the hell of a run. So, and
Montreal.
I think last year's team would have beaten Montreal easier.
But I think Montreal's better.
Well, there's Subban. It's like Subban never heard of him until
unbelievable.
Now.
Oh, well, he won the Norris a couple years ago. Yeah. He's great.
Well, I guess everyone but me.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I didn't realize how good he really was. So
I didn't either.
That guy's good.
No, he's amazing. He's amazing. But you know, but that's how great of a coach Terry is. Terry will still bench him this year.
Wow.
Right.
I'd keep him out there as much as I could.
Oh, well, you know, he's going after Lucic, and you know how much I love Lucic. But now I'm back. Lucic is back in my doghouse again, for acting like a punk again. Cheap shotting Saban, and they're doing like a flexing.
That's not cool.
Lucic, play the freaking game.
Lucic is a good player.
He's a great player. But the other one is because the guy Thornton. You know, Thornton was always okay. Then he cheap shot an Orpik. That's a punk move. And spraying water at Subban. You know, Thornton, go back to the minors where you basically belong. Like you're so lucky to be on the Bruins. You could be on like 20 other teams where no one would even know you exist. And you're on Boston, and now you're going to like, oh, look, I'm a hot shot. You know, get out of here, Thornton.
I know.
Although I did like it when Corey Perry filled that guy's glove with water.
Yeah. No, that's funny.
But they're friends.
That was cool. That was cool.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but it's just, yeah. I don't
know. Tell me why you don't like Parisi.
I like Parisi.
Oh, I thought you said you on Minnesota?
Yeah, I like
Parisi. Parisi's good, man.
Yeah. I thought you had a problem with him.
No, I only have a problem with Thornton. Well, I have a problem with Thornton because, you know, he sucker punched Orpik, and then he got off the hook with it. You know, like, oh, people, he's a gamer. He sucker punched him.
Right.
Okay. I hate most Flyers out of principle.
Yeah.
And I hate Matt Cook, even though he was a Penguin. I hate Rafi Torres of the Sharks. I hate guys just go around kind of injuring people. Yeah. For no reason,
right?
I don't want that in my league,
right?
You know, but I think Montreal is actually better 1 through 25. I just think if you pick the top six guys, I think only Subban is in the top.
Can hang with them.
I'll take Bergevin, Krejci, Lucic, and Chara.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, point. I mean, Char is
he's pretty awesome.
He's the best.
Yeah,
he really is.
You know, when the Hawks played them last year in the Cup, we were intimidated by him the first few games, and then eventually they all said, "Fuck it, let's just go after him."
They went after him,
and that's when it turned the series around. They actually went after Charo and said, "Let's."
That
go
was
after
a good
him.
Strategy.
Let's go after him. See,
he was worn out though. He double shifted against the Penguins. He played against the Sid line and the Geno line.
Yeah, he was pretty baked by the time he got
to. I don't know why would they have to do that? Because they took them down four straight last year, right?
Yeah, that's why they did. They did it though.
So, but I mean, it was like, why were they doing that if they were already up two or three games? Why were they giving them so much time?
Because I think, as we learned,
they didn't want to get momentum.
In the playoffs, you never give a game away.
Right.
You never. It's their earned. That's like when Columbus, they were up by. We were up by three goals, and we let them back. And it's like. It's like leaving the Germans off. It's like when the Germans let off the English at Dunkirk.
That was a mistake.
You never give. You keep your foot.
I always refer to that one,
me
too.
Me too. Where was Subban?
You keep your foot on somebody's neck.
I told you last year, the best game I saw the whole playoffs, is when the third game, when the Pens were down two games.
Right.
And they knew you knew they had to win that third
right.
one. Right. Because it was in Pittsburgh, and if they go down 3-0, it's over, right?
Right.
And that was the fastest, hardest-hitting game I have ever seen in my life. The Bruins against the Penguins that night.
Yeah, it was a fantastic game.
It was a fantastic game. And they lost in, I think, overtime or
something like that. I don't know. My radio guys, the best morning show period, the DV morning guys, we're all going to go to game five in Pittsburgh. Wow. And me and Bill Crawford went to a Pirate game.
Oh.
That's all you have to know about that series.
Wow.
Flew back for game five. Yeah.
I was and then you end up going to a pirate game.
It's like,
well, at least you saw the new stadium.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly what I saw.
Hey, that stadium's pretty cool, man.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, it's pretty intimate. Right?
Right down there by the water, man.
Yeah. It was so fun. Allen is the Anaheim defenseman. Before I go on my Penguin rant.
Brian Allen.
Oh, okay.
Brian Allen is the defenseman. But yeah. So Penguins Rangers. What do you think? Three for three games in a row, they actually had me believe that they actually wanted to win the cup as much as I want it. And they haven't even people were retweeting me in Pittsburgh too. Like it hasn't looked like since they won the cup that whole team. When they had two shutouts against the Rangers, everyone was playing playoff hockey. Everyone was doing everything needed to win the cup. Then they go to New York for game, or and then in game five, they could sweep them, or not sweep them, they could win it in five, make it easy, maybe rest up if we're against the Bruins or the Canadians. What do? They let a team whose one of their best players' mothers died change the freaking series. They haven't shown up for two games. Well, you know what? Just don't show up anymore. Because I'll tell you what, half of you are not coming back. And I'd rather just get the spring cleaning done now because I'm absolutely sick of people not showing up. And that includes freaking Crosby. Oh, they're tagging. Oh, they're dead. Unless they break your freaking leg, it's a playoff hockey game. I'm sorry that Malkin is looking like he wants it more than you. I'm sorry you have to answer all those goddamn questions. But you know what? Trying doesn't cut it. You know what cuts it? Pays. Score. Win the game. Game over. I'm sick of it. Yeah. You got two Olympians on your line. Score some points.
Boy,
yeah.
You need to switch to decaf.
Yeah. And then Blausman, goodbye.
Yeah, he hates Disco Dan.
Just tell Crosby it's an Olympic game.
Well, there you go. Yeah, exactly.
What is with Sid?
You're right, because he plays so great in those big games, those Olympic games. Obviously, still the best player.
Right,
no,
he's not.
I think he's the best player still skill-wise, but he's not showing up.
You can't say it, though.
Big stars show up in big games.
Well, that's true.
That's true.
The great Lynn Swann.
But he used to do that. Crosby used to be there in the big games.
He used to. But he hasn't in like 5 years. But he's had an excuse every time for 5 years.
What's his excuse now?
There can't be an excuse. And then you see, okay, well, you know, maybe then people want to say, oh, the organization, blah, blah, blah. The organization, Malkin had a hat trick, and then he beat everybody in the Garden on Friday night. He beat an usher to the puck. You know, you know what I mean?
Those ushers are quick.
Yeah, especially in New York. They keep their elbows up.
They do.
But you know what I mean? It's like, and then Disco Dan, right? So it's like, Bortuzzo's playing great. So then Orpik can play back in the lineup. So what do? You take him out and put Skinderian. Skinderian, I love Scuds. He was the king. I wanted him back, but he can't play anymore. He looks like an orange cone. I can skate around him. And Cap, you know I can't skate.
That's hilarious.
I mean, he looks like a cone on the highway. When we can't get the puck out, whose fault is it?
He can always work for Caltrans once he gets out.
Skinderian. I mean, it's like, what are you looking at? Does Dan not? Does he got that? Maybe he just doesn't want to coach. Maybe he wants to sit next to Liam Neeson on the NHL on NBC. I don't know, but he's not doing anything.
Why does that happen with a guy like Crosby though? He still looks to me like the best player in the league when he's just out skating because no one can skate faster or better than him. He's a great skater, and his movement on the ice is still like a top star, but he's not getting any goals.
Well, you know what. Once you have a concussions the way he's had them, several, yeah. Well, who knows that? That's not playing in the back of his
mind. Stahl's hitting in the back of the head. They're not giving Crosby any calls. He's getting cross-checked in the back of the head, which I thought not supposed to touch head injuries.
You know, the guy's saying he's despondent that no one's going after his antagonist.
Well, Kunitz said last night.
No one's got his back on this team. Feels like no one's got his back.
They've got his back, though. I don't know what they want. You know, I mean, I don't know what they want him to do. They're not running him. They're not cheap-shotting him into the boards. They're nagging him. You don't think Lemieux got nagged? You don't think you don't think Jágr got nagged?
Yeah, Gretzky did, but he had Semenko there to knock somebody over the head. Yeah,
no, Gretzky never got – the league stepped – no one was allowed to touch Gretzky.
That's what I mean. His boys stuck up for him, though.
But even the league, it was just known around the league you don't mess with Gretzky. He was the meal ticket. It was like messing with Tiger Woods. People might hate Tiger, but everyone knows everyone's money goes up with that when Tiger plays. Anybody, you don't think Yzerman got messed with? He's not getting run into the boards every time. He's just getting niggled with. If you let Dominic Moore control your fate, they just quit. I mean, Dominic Moore was released. He was waived. That's when they waive. Goodbye, Dominic Moore. We don't need you.
Why'd you throw in the towel, Crosby? They kept nagging me.
Yeah.
They kept nagging. It was like a wife that wouldn't let you go. You just have to walk out of the room sometimes.
I mean, it's like, you know, but I mean, Scuderi, and they're taking.
I had to go.
That's pretty bad, though, yeah.
They're taking stupid penalties, too. Not good. There are too many men on the ice penalties. Like or throwing the puck over. When you're not rushed and you're throwing the puck over for,
All right, Joey, but let's give some credit to King Henry. He is playing pretty well.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. He completely is. I mean, when you first asked me originally what I thought was going to happen, I think my first gut feeling was Rangers in seven. But then my next reaction was, and I put it on paper, I won't go back, I said Penguins in six because I know they're not going to win a game seven.
You don't think so?
I know. They're not going to win. They're not
New York. It's tough to win.
They're 2-9 in game seven.
Yeah, they're 2-9 in game. Yeah, they're not going to win game seven. Here's the even the more distressing thing, even though they played three great games as a team. Malkin's played great. They've got, other than James Neal, who I always think I think he's a bad seed. He was kind of like when the Yankees got the guy from the who was the steroid guy.
Alex.
No, not Alex, but the guy from the A's.
Oh yeah,
Teixeira.
No.
You know who I'm talking? Yeah, Giambi. I'm like Giambi. That was the beginning of them going after guys that weren't Penguin born, kind of way of just like the Penguin way. Yeah. I just kind of think Neil's kind of a bad seed. But other than Neil, who hasn't played very well, but even Neil for once is playing defense and back checking. But if you look, secondary scoring, we've got it. Penalty killing, they're pretty much doing it. Is Malkin on his game? Malkin's on his game.
Yes.
Is the defense playing good? Yeah, Orby's been hurt. Scuderi's not looking as good. But as a whole, Martin and Letang is playing great. Martin playing like awesome. Fleury's played really good. So if Crosby would just play average, this wouldn't even be a problem.
So it's really on Sid.
I think so. I really do. You know, at some point you have to just.
Well, your star is supposed to step up, like John said.
Yeah.
And if he's not doing that.
Yes. And that game seven stat is proof of that. If 2-9 and you have a great player like that and they're not doing it. But he is growing his playoff mustache, so he's got that going.
I mean, even if you're not scoring, if you're playing your game, guys are going to trip you or hook you or something else.
Sure.
And at least you're getting a penalty. At least you'll cause those.
Yeah. He's not fighting
hard.
Through the.
Yeah, he's not in the mix. He's not in the mix.
Even when you're not scoring, there's ways of affecting the game.
Sure.
In a positive way for your team, getting into the power play because guys have to hook you or trip you or whatever.
And other than Stahl's one major cross check to the head, nothing they've done to him has been like they need retaliation. You know.
Well,
and there's nothing worse than someone hooks Sid, and then Kunitz will go over there and hit him, and it's like that's 2 minutes on Kunitz. Like the last thing you need is to be in the box.
The way he skates, though, he still looks to me like the best, the most talented player out there. But it's like you say, it's not the ice capades. You're not supposed to be.
It isn't until you get your first punch in the mouth. Then it's not the ice capades anymore.
That would be a good ice capades, though.
No.
Unless you're Harding. What was that girl?
Tonya
Harding.
Tonya Harding.
The worst is I want to talk about this too. Two of the games I haven't been able to listen to it on the radio. So I've been having to deal with Pierre Maguire. And Frege knows how much I despise Pierre Maguire.
H. Maguire.
Oh, when I was interviewing NHL guys, I'm like, so how much can I give you to take out Maguire one time? And a couple of them are like, well, we don't really play. He's like the Kings guys, like, oh, he's always on the East Coast. Because I'm like, I want someone to run him. He shits all over. He won the cup as a Penguins assistant coach, too. Yeah. So I don't know, maybe he left him bad, but he shits all the thing. Like, Malkin, the one game, he blew around everyone and scored. And he's like, he wouldn't have done that if McDonough was not injured. It's like, really? You can't even give credit to Malkin scoring the goal, you little prick.
Yeah. That's like one time.
I'm not saying that if Joe Vitale didn't go by him. They're like, oh, well, but, you know, he's a, no, it's Malkin. He's only won a Conn Smythe.
And Malkin's playing great right now.
Yeah. It's Malkin, you know.
That reminds me of the time I'm watching the Bear-Packer game. And I'm a big Bear fan.
Oh, yeah. You're like the biggest Bear fan. Biggest.
Right, right. So they're playing their rivals. And that who's the black guy that does the national games?
Mike Tirico.
Tirico.
Yeah, Tirico.
Yeah, this son of a bitch. You know, we lose Cutler. You know, Cutler's not playing. We're playing with our backup. And they lose the first series. They lose their quarterback from Green Bay.
Oh, Rodgers.
They lose Rodgers, right? So we end up winning the game, right? And he goes, yeah, well, they have to put an asterisk, you know, because Rodgers didn't play. I'm like, what? We're not playing with our starting quarterback either.
Yeah, right.
Now, how can you possibly say that? It's the same thing, right?
If you can win with Rex Grossman.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We're playing with our backups. You know, we got other guys hurt on defense. We're playing with half a squad on defense because guys are out. And I think I guess you have to put an asterisk because Rodgers didn't.
I mean,
I don't want to just jump to the TV and strangle it.
I mean, a lot of people, especially the people in Pittsburgh, like they hate Maguire. I mean, they hate the NBC guys in general. And people don't know, like NBC is owned by the people who own the Flyers.
Oh,
no wonder.
Makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah. So that's why the guys in the studio are always like, you know, they never want to see offense. They always want to see someone getting hurt. They'd rather see Taves get hurt than him score. You know, I mean, really? Literally. I mean, not just the pain. But I don't have a problem with Milbury. A lot of people do. I like the fact he's kind of a goon. I think Keith Jones, even an ex-Flyer, I think he's a very good commentator. I always like JR. And the kid Liam.
JR's pretty good.
And the kid Liam, I think he does great. But I hate Pierre Maguire. Even if he's calling any other game, I just have it on mute. I call mute the Pierre button.
How about Brian Engblom?
I like Brian Engblom. I think he does a great job.
What about Brian Hayward? Because all the Kings fans are apoplectic about the Ducks guy doing the games.
I don't think he does that good of a job, but he got replaced by Engblom. Now Eddie's not with Doc anymore because they moved Eddie to Chicago so that guy doesn't run the games. Well, I don't think he's good on the Ducks games either.
Brian Hayward looks like a Canadian sketch comedy guy. He looks like he should be on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
He's got bad teeth like an English guy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and that's okay in hockey.
Yeah, because come on.
Because they think, okay.
No, I just, on the bench, you know, I don't know. But I like, the Kings have one of the all-time greatest announcers anyway, Bob Miller.
Oh, Bob Miller's awesome, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's the best.
No one's better than
him. No, really. I mean, well, Mike Lang's in the Hall of Fame, too. And the Chicago has a good one.
Yeah, I like the national guy. The guy that does the national games.
Doc Emmerich?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Well, he's like the voice of hockey. That's why it's like, he's great. Why is Pierre speaking? Like, why are you everything? Oh, well, I was like, if he's not blowing Claude Giroux, he's telling us what junior team somebody played on back in Germany. It's like, just shut up. Yeah. Shut. I mean, I'm sick of hashtagging like FUPR or whatever. Like, I'm sick of running that campaign.
How good is Bob Miller, though? To me, he's as good as Vinny.
My friend wanted to produce a documentary about him, but we didn't get it going. I was so mad.
The guy's cool, man. I went to a voiceover read, and I had to read against him.
Oh, come on. Was it a hockey thing?
No, but I just said, okay, I'm not going to.
But you're a legend in this town as far as radio as well. Legend versus legend.
Well, that's why I tripped him on the way into the radio.
Checked him into the board.
Play off voiceover. You checked him.
I thought that outdoor game in LA was kind of a bust.
Oh, I went.
Well,
to that.
Did you go to the game?
Yeah.
You know, it looked great on the setting looked great.
Yeah, but it just it didn't work because the weather was too warm. It just didn't fit.
I loved it, but the Kings played like shit, so it kind of ruined the whole game for me.
Yeah, but from what I understand, everybody was so far away.
But that's good. Those were the good seats. They were actually more expensive than the close seats because you couldn't see anything from the first level.
Really?
It just seemed
What about the excitement level? Was it good?
It was great, but you know they talk about Kings fans being bad. We're LA fans. If our team plays bad, the whole energy goes down.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
The Kings just didn't play that game.
They scored a goal like within 2 minutes the Ducks did, and then the Kings played flat. They actually outplayed them the rest of the game. But it's like a novelty. I don't know what to say about it. It was so cool to go to Dodger Stadium.
It didn't work for me because it wasn't cold or snow.
How about
snowing.
The one
all, all the other games that were back east, there was snow at every
How about the one at Wrigley?
It was awesome.
Joe, did you ever go to any
Can you see – we needed Harry Carey to be at the Wrigley game, man. He would have been
– Oh, that was unbelievable, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
How about the Penguin?
You know, a puck got lost.
The Penguin-Hawks game, the snow that was on there.
That was another
– They had to clear it every another, 2 seconds.
And Sid used that as an excuse, too. And that's why we beat you guys on the regular ice.
Yeah, you lost
whatever
the, you lost
Bertuzzo
the snow.
Knocked out Taves. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't – you know, we know the snow. There's, you know, Bosma. There's a million excuses. We're
Wrigley,
great for excuses.
At Wrigley, the puck got lost in the ivory. They had
No, but that was
get a
beautiful.
Guy out there with a leaf
I think
there
it
was
worked.
So much snow on the ice that day. They had to clear it every 2 minutes.
I think it works when it snows, the outdoor. But I think there should be I think it was great that they did it in L.A. because that many hockey fans showed up. Like me and our guest last week, Nate Craig, watched the game at the beach in Venice Beach when the Kings Ducks.
See, to me, that's
won.
Cool.
And we're just watching it. We're just watching it. We don't know other people are watching it. When we scored to tie it up the game with a minute left, the bar roared. It's like, whoa. It's like people are that into hockey at the beach. So,
well, there's been a renaissance. Ever since Gretzky came here, there's been a renaissance.
There's a fan base in L.A. It's for real.
Yeah. So I'm glad they came and did that for those. But I think in general, I think one or two less games would be – you know, I think they can cut it down to one or two. But I've never been to one because I've always been – well – usually January 1st, I'm at the Rose Bowl. Burr would kill me if I didn't show up for that.
You got to show up.
And then every other one has been like I've been on the road.
They should have one at the Rose Bowl. That'd be cool. You know, the one in my hometown was at the Big House in Ann Arbor.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was cool. But they had snow issues there, too. Yeah. Puck
that
kept getting stuck in the corner.
The Red Wings in Toronto?
In Toronto, yeah.
The guy's entering the zone, and the puck literally got stopped on the snow. It was the
but that's how it was when you played as a kid, at the rink, right?
You saw guys overskating the puck all the time, too, because the puck was so slow.
Right.
And they're so used to going fast.
Right. But, you know, you get used to it.
By the third period, they're blasting it just to get a pass.
Just to get a,
slap-shotting it to get a pass.
But that's the thing, though. You don't make excuses. You just simplify your game.
Yeah. What did Sid say about it?
I'm not going to say – I think the team in general, which I think starts with the head coach, was like, well, you know.
Oh, man.
I mean, there's not enough – no one says anything that – Blausma, because he came in right after Therrien, who we all see is a great coach, Michael Therrien.
Yeah.
He was, you know, he turned into a clubhouse. Never a bad word. And, you know, everyone's happy. And, oh, mustache boy. And, hey, free pizza. And everyone's happy here. Hey, no problems here. And that next coach, that's why I wanted the great Lindy Ruff, who's not a Michael Therrien, in 2 years be run out of town, but just someone that's going to say, hey, you know what? You know, stop taking stupid penalties.
Yeah.
But now in other news, Peter Laviolette was snapped up by the Nashville Predators.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's got to last more than 3 games this time.
I was on Music Row in Nashville. It's so weird to have a hockey arena and then a honky-tonk next door.
Yeah, I bet, man. Yeah.
The one guy's married to the girl from
Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
No. It's the one guy that plays on Nashville is married to the singer.
Carrie Underwood.
Underwood.
Is that right? Yeah.
What's his name? Fisher.
Yeah, Mike Fisher.
The team is named after a skull they dug out under the arena. It's a little fun fact.
Oh, is that right? Wow. You have a lot of time in your hands. But that is pretty interesting.
I was saying Parisi. I meant Pierre. You don't like Pierre, right?
Oh, he hates Pierre.
Yeah.
Hates him.
Yeah.
They should just seal in the glass.
That was my
Pierre. I was thinking of Pierre, not Parisi.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I well, you know, now Laviolette is off the market for the Penguins.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Who would you like to see in there, except for Lindsay?
Yeah, I wanted to see Laviolette, but now you know who now maybe the groundswell could be.
Who?
Rick Tocchet.
Tocchet. Mm. Wow, he could make some bets from behind the bench.
Sure.
Was that his thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. And then Gretzky threw his wife under the bus.
Yeah.
Gretzky's that's right. Wife, he was part of that whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we know that wasn't really Janet Gretzky.
Yeah, you know.
Come on, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah.
Well, all right.
I don't want to dismerge the great one.
Yeah, we better not.
How about this Jarmelson? He hasn't been able to talk for a week. He got hit in the neck.
Oh, yeah.
But he's been playing every game.
Why can't Pierre?
Well, that's a hockey player.
That's what I'm saying.
How about Pavelski? He gets a heart attack and still wants to go back in.
That guy that they worked on in the rink?
Yeah,
he wants to come back still.
Peverly,
that guy.
That was the best.
He's the toughest guy ever.
I'm going back in. Like, no, you're not. You just got defibrillated.
When he got heart paddles on the bench.
He's not playing again, is he?
No, but he might though.
But he tried to go back in that game.
Yeah,
well, and that's why I follow hockey, because these guys are tough.
Well, Letang had a stroke, and then came back. He's playing now. 25 minutes a game.
The Tang is still pretty darn good.
And Sid Crosby got the vapors at one point. That's a good joke. Come on.
The vapors?
Yeah.
So we do hockey talk.
Yeah. Well, let's go down
the list of the.
Also around the league is, well, who I mean, I don't know because all the good coaches are still playing, maybe. You know, I don't know who. I guess Sutter's coming back, right? He won't get asked.
No,
which one? It's like seven of them.
Well, the only one I think they can coach is Daryl. The other ones that have tried to coach, I'm not a big fan of.
Why can't Daryl get a consistent performance out of that team?
It's so he bizarre. Does,
but they go on these 10-game losing streaks,
I don't think they play like they don't show up. I just think they can't score for some unknown reason.
Yeah,
Blauzma's teams don't show up.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. The scoring just goes away for the Kings.
One of the Sutters.
I mean, like you can never say Sutter's team's not forechecking. You can say they haven't gone to the net as hard as they could.
Right, but they're not going to give up six goals.
Is that his son that's on Minnesota, or one of his brothers?
The Sutter that plays on the Penguins is
no, but I'm Minnesota.
That's Suter. That's Gary Suter. That's Gary Suter's nephew.
Oh, okay. The
guy in the Penguins.
Gary Suter, the old Blackhawks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and his dad was Suter's dad was on the 80 Olympic team.
Oh, all right. Yeah, well, I know there was like five Sutter brothers.
Sutter
on the Penguins is his nephew.
Yes, and his dad is the one that was the last coach of the last Sutter to coach Calgary.
Okay.
All right.
Even Sutter, who I've mangled on this show many times, is actually playing really well. Speaking of everyone playing well, I mean, I thought we finally get a Sutter who doesn't play like a Sutter.
Oh, no, he's been playing
great. I know.
Oh, he's been the MVP of their
team. No, I'm talking Sutter. Well, yeah, but Suter.
Not Suter.
Third base.
Keep kidding. Yeah.
Suter
who's on first?
He's on third. Suter took like 100.
You say Suter.
I say Sutter.
Suter took like $100 million. He should play pretty good for Minnesota. And Parisi, for that matter. For all the money they're making.
Well, Parisi is playing good. All right, let's go down the list of the different playoff teams, and let's see what's going on. Pens Rangers, what do you think? Game seven?
I think it's going to be the Rangers. Gun to my head, for my kid's life, I'd pick the Rangers.
For you to say Rangers kind of says it all. What do you think, John?
I'm saying Pens. I just think they're going to step up. If they lose at home a seventh game, you're going to have to clean house, I think.
Yeah, well, yeah. And maybe that's what you're hoping for.
Yeah, Rangers because of San Luis' mom.
Oh man, San Luis is playing great, isn't he?
Yeah, that sucks though. But
yeah, that's terrible. But he's playing
finally.
Great.
I mean, I don't see them beating Lundqvist.
Lundqvist is hot right now. I got to say that.
Yeah, he's pimp.
But I'm going Pens.
Thank you.
I'm going Pens.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going Pens. All right, Boston Montreal, 3-2 series right now.
It's got to be Boston.
I'm going Boston myself. This team, they're better than they were last year. They had the most points in the league this year. I don't see Montreal.
When they turn it on, they're too good.
Boston in seven. That was my original pick.
That's your pick? Yeah. I'm going Montreal, guys. I think Subban's going to come back and
No, I definitely think they're winning tonight. I think Montreal's winning tonight.
I see them winning it all. I'm going with the Habs.
Okay. Wow, you're winning it all. Huh?
Les Habitants. Come on, I know half their national anthem in French.
He's been riding them good. He's been riding them good, riding the hot hand.
Yeah, man. And then Kings Ducks, what do you think, guys?
I just got to say Kings because I'm that big a fan, but I'm nervous as heck.
Who won the season series?
Ducks won every game but one. But the first game that Martin Jones played.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm going with the Ducks.
You're going Ducks?
Yeah, I'm going Ducks.
Kings.
Yeah.
All right. I see him coming on.
Kings, it's all my original, it still worked. All the chalk's the same. Still Kings and six.
Okay, that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
All right, Chicago, Minnesota. This is a tough one, guys. This is a tight series. Mm. Jared?
I think Chicago's going to get it done. I think betting against them stupid.
I think it's going to be the Hawks, but I think it's going to be seven, not six. They're too tough.
Minnesota's, I think Minnesota wins the home game, yeah.
Yeah, in seven.
And then I cross my fingers for the seventh game.
What do you think? Hawks in six.
Yeah, you think they get it?
Big boys are stepping. Yeah,
Minnesota. Yeah,
yeah. They're like, yeah. You know what? Let's go. You said it was nice. You said it was nice in Illinois this week.
Yes.
Taze wants to go play 18 one day next week.
It's done.
Motivation. That's what it's about.
I'm going Hawks.
That doesn't bode well.
He's the cooler phrases. Anytime.
All right. If it's going to help you out, if it's going to help you out, I'll go with the Wild.
All right.
Yeah. It's a good series.
It's almost
though.
Like a death wish.
As soon as
it's across the board, then you go, there's something wrong.
No, well, I'll tell you what, the Wild is playing a heck of a series.
But no team with no S on their name, you know, like it's got to be one of those teams like the Wild or the Heat. I just hate that.
Yeah, I saw that too, John. All of a sudden, my concentration went out the window too. Yeah, folks. You know what? It's been a good playoff.
So much fun.
Hockey, I think, is better than it's ever been.
I love the role. Look at me. Wednesday, the happiest guy on earth. Now I'm like going to jump off a bridge.
Well, you're still going to win that series.
You know, I don't have a horse in the race with the playoff basketball, you know, and I could care less.
Me too.
Yeah. Because the hockey is just so much more fun to watch.
It's fun, man.
The Heat's a lock and everybody's just bungling. And then in hockey, guys are killing each other every night. And it's the best sport to watch.
Well, I mean, we said this many times on the – but, you know, well, I just say too. Well, one is because in hockey, there's when you start out with 16 teams – the great Jay Johnstone.
Uh-oh, Jay Bird. Even he is getting into hockey.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? Because he's not a hockey guy at all. You know, he's all baseball and everything. I do this show with Jay Johnstone.
From the Dodgers.
Baseball player, yeah. And but now he's all enthralled in the hockey. He's like, man, did you see that game last night?
Really?
Yeah, he's all pumped up about it.
Well, like I tried to watch – me and my wife tried to watch the last 5 minutes of the one Clippers game the other night, which is a sin to even say one. It was against the Warriors to see what's happening. It took like an hour to play like 5 minutes of basketball.
Yeah.
And half of it was just foul shots.
Especially if it's the last half hour of the game.
Oh, yeah.
It was just, oh, man.
You could be 10 minutes left in the game, that thing will last 45 minutes.
It was just
minutes.
The worst. There's one thing I want to say. We have great fans. Thank you all for listening to Puck Off. We'll keep talking, but a fan wrote in. He wanted us to compile a list from the divisions. And then see who, like an all-star team from each division.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
And then see who would win. So I'm going to tell him that we'll do it in the summer.
We got nothing to talk about.
We'll bring in, you know, we'll bring in someone. We'll each do our own research.
I like
so we
that.
We can all pick it up,
yeah, that's
and then
cool.
we'll hash it out and have some fun.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, and it was a great idea. It's just middle of the playoffs, and we have other. But believe me, we'll need something to talk about.
It's going to be a long summer.
It's going to be a long summer. Yeah. But it was a great idea, and I wanted to acknowledge that.
No, that's great. We'll definitely do that.
Yeah,
and a fun show today, man. Great to see you, John.
Oh, it's
you're an awesome. We worked together in Vegas. We're playing again in Vegas.
You and me and Danny. The end of July?
Yeah, Danny Johnson and we got the –
That is the original six right there.
That's OG. Yeah. That's OG, baby. Where are your jerseys?
Throwback jersey night, too.
Yeah. Yeah. John Campanaro, one of the best stand-up comedians in the world.
Geritol awesome. Night at the Laugh Factory.
Yeah. And Jared Cardwell, thank you for joining us. Very talented writer and a Kings, big Kings.
Yeah, we're in the gear.
Well,
yeah.
We're representing today. We got Chicago, the Kings, the Bens, and the
Red Wings.
The Red Wings.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah.
And
please send us Babcock, would you? Can you just say
he loves Babcock. You know what? He is a great coach. But you know what? I'm rooting for you guys. I'd like to see you beat New York, and I'm picking you to win it.
Hopefully, the Kings will be playing the Hawks, and I can catch a game out here.
Wouldn't that be cool? But yeah, you have to go to the pond where they light it with a 30-watt bulb down there.
If you're going to see him play the Ducks, leave now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better. Yeah, the five's already filling up for next week. Well, listen, we thank you for joining us here, guys. It was great to see you both.
Any plugs, Jared?
You got a plug?
A 1,000 fake facts about air travel. It's on Amazon.
Check it out. Check that out.
Fake facts?
Yeah.
Yeah, the number one is that you can't have your phone on because it messes with the GPS of the plane. That's bullshit.
Is it stuff like that?
It's fake facts about air travel. It's a 1,000-point spoof of air travel.
I bet you that's one of them, though, right?
It's got to be.
About the phone.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's got to be because that's a myth.
That's ridiculous.
And, John, anything what you got cooking?
Well, unless you're on a princess ship, go to Alaska on May 27th.
I am.
I have nothing else to plug right now. I'm home for a while, thank God.
Oh, cool. You can watch all the games.
Yeah, that's right.
Coming over your house.
Come on over, man.
He's got the best place.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, he's the best.
Studio City.
This guy really is one of the greatest people. We say that about a lot of people come in here.
John's pretty cool, man. He looked good in my sport coat, too. I lent him my sport coat. Barely fit him. Barely. It kind of looked like.
He's still playing hockey.
Oh, yeah, this guy's still in good shape, man. He can still play.
Really?
Yeah.
When are you playing tomorrow, man?
With the comics?
I play a couple times a week over in Panorama City, Roscoe and Van Nuys.
Plays with the real guys.
Yeah, because that's a hockey hotbed.
12:30 tomorrow, man.
There you go. All roads lead. I'm got some shows. I'll be at the on the All In tour with Bill Burr and folks.
Such a hip tour.
All In coming.
Love that tour.
All the summer. Come out and see us.
And the Queen. You got anything going with the Queen?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of California dates coming up in the summer. I don't have them on the top of my head. I'm trying to remember where I'm going to be at in L.A. next Tuesday, a big theater room.
Oh.
A bunch of us from All Things Comedy, but I can't. The Bootleg Theater in Silver Lake.
Oh,
it's
wow.
pretty cool.
Awesome.
It's a pretty cool venue.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Who's on the bill?
I think Bill and I think Al Madrigal and a couple other.
Wow.
That's a good show.
Pipe hitters. Frazier, besides being on the legendary KLOS.
Man, I'm excited about that, guys, and thanks for bringing it up.
No, that's
Memorial
the best.
Day, that's
the
when
best.
It opens.
Shecky
that's the only. Yep, the only other thing I got going is the airport parking channel. So
let me know if you need a guest, man. I'll come out.
How's Lot A
definitely
doing?
Definitely on there.
How's Lot A doing?
Lot A is full. I want to think about going to the sea lot. Thanks for joining us here on Puck Off, guys. Joe, thanks again.
Oh, thank you, guys.
And, thanks to our special guest. We'll see you next week on Puck Off. Enjoy these playoffs.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.